What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, welcome back to Peace of Mind. Today I'm excited about our show. I think it's going to be a good one, guys. I've got Kathy, my wife here, and Ashley, our manager in our Blairsville location. So say hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. So last week's show we talked about, you know, what you look for when building a new home and the builder's risk policy. Today's show is going to be youthful drivers and texting. So how much trouble does this cause us, guys?
A lot.
Yes. So we talked about collision coverage a couple weeks ago, and you know, if you cause an accident and you're at fault, that's when you really get hit with a surcharge on your insurance. You know, that can be a sticker shock. But tell us about what happens when you get a new driver, Ashley.
They're very distracted, since they're new, so their skills are not fully developed. And then they're usually distracted with those cell phones, calls coming in, texts coming in,
music.
Yes. Very loud music.
So what about the cost of that? When you have a customer that calls up and say, hey, I got to have my new driver, what kind of, this is going to be a sticker shock, isn't it?
It is. And especially, we see now more newer cars being added for young drivers. It's kindly shocking sometimes. Yes. So by the time you add the cost of the new car and then that young driver to it, if that's going to be their primary vehicle, I've seen one go up over $4,000 a year. But he, again, bought her a brand new vehicle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, and I don't want to sit here and cast stones at people about how they do, but I've got a philosophy we'll talk about too, about how the best way, the most affordable way to have a youthful operator on your policy. Now, we have a sister-in-law, correct?
Yes, we do.
What do our nephews and nieces get?
Brand new cars.
Yes. So, if that's your personal decision, that's okay. But, you know, I've got a different philosophy when it comes to that. And we're getting ready to have a new driver coming up. Madison is now 14 and a half, which is hard to believe. So, we've been to the high school orientation. We've been to the driver's ed sign-up class where she's not quite ready. But I'm giving her sort of a lesson like I had. We have a farm, and we'll get out in the old pickup truck and let her drive around the pasture.
Yes.
And she loves it, doesn't she?
Oh, yes.
How long would she do that?
All day if you'd let her.
What else does she like to drive?
She'd go-karts.
Golf carts.
Golf carts.
Yeah, we went over to Pigeon Forge, or actually, is it Pigeon Forge? Or, yeah.
Yes.
So they've got a go-kart track. Mm-hmm. Tell them about that. It was pretty cool. You've been there actually before?
The NASCAR one.
Is that the one like next out by the mall?
Next to the outlet mall.
Yes.
It's perfect place for the guys and the boys to go when the women's are at the outlets.
Well, yeah. We had a little hiccup because our son wasn't quite old enough to drive some of the carts.
Yes.
And I didn't realize how massive the place was, and there were some carts that he could drive. So I had to drive the cart for him because he wasn't tall enough. I had that go over.
Oh, not well. He was very upset.
He was not happy camper. No. But we went back. It was going to close, and I saw the ones that he could drive. And so we went back the next day, and he loved it. I
mean, let him drive for like an hour.
Yeah.
He loved it.
So I think it's a good thing. It's a good thing for, you know, actually, you know, drive something. I
mean,
you're you know, steering a
four-wheeler or, you know.
Yeah, I think motorcycle. Madison's probably, her weak point is backing up.
I would say.
So she's got to learn how to do that.
Yeah. I would admit that was my weakest point when I was 16 and starting to drive too. So it's okay.
Yeah.
You learn.
You learn fast. Yeah.
You know,
boat trailer's always one to learn.
Oh,
how to,
yes. Yeah, or putting your jet ski in.
Kathy
had
a jet ski and you had to back up in that, didn't you?
Yes. Yes. Lots of fun.
Yeah. So let's talk about, you know, when does that surcharge actually hit your insurance? Because, you know, typically you get a learner's permit first and then you get your permanent license. So talk about how that works.
Typically, the companies don't charge while they're, you know, just have a learner's permit, but they will charge once the, you know, you get your driver's license. So they do like to know who's coming up in the household once they have a learner's permit. They definitely want you to list them so they're aware of, you know, who's all possibly driving, even though they can't technically drive by themselves.
Yeah, so you may be surprised to find out that you don't have to pay any kind of youthful operator surcharge on learner's permit.
No.
So it only comes into play when you actually get your permanent license.
Yes.
Now, in North Carolina, tell them what it takes to get a license as far as what kind of documentation you need to be added to the policy.
Well, in North Carolina, you have to have a DL-123 to show that you have insurance and that you're able to get your driver's license. And then we have to follow up to make sure that you have it and make sure it's put on the policy after you get your license. If, of course, hopefully they did pass their test.
Yes. Kathy may like the story, but it was so funny coming from Florida up to North Carolina, and all of the snow and ice questions were on the test.
Yes. Did not know that I was a native Floridian before moving up here.
You never really saw snow, did you?
I never saw snow at all. The seasons were fantastic. That's why I love about up here. But when we had to go get my driver's license, that was another thing. Our DMV was actually in a RV, and it would sometimes not make it over because of the weather. So I'd try to go get my driver's license, and my parents did not understand why I hadn't changed my license yet. Well, every time I went to go get my license, it didn't come over from Silva, so I couldn't get my driver's license. So
yeah, I guess they were trying to save money having an RV that rode around different communities, right, and you go in there and get your driver's license.
And it only came on certain days.
So Kathy had the whole place cracking up, I think, when you were there, right?
Because
you're like, what do you do when you hit ice? We speed up. You go faster.
No.
Like, man, that's not the best answer.
No.
So you're arguing with them, weren't you?
No. I just, they said, what's the best answer? There were some that were very close, but I was just talking it through.
But you passed with flying colors.
Oh, yes, of course.
And they got some good fun out of you, too.
Yes, I don't know anything about this, but you can tell, you know.
So when you've got a UCLA operator, like Ashley said, you know, you get on the policy, then that... Wouldn't you consider it an experienced driver?
In Georgia, a lot of the times we're not seeing the rates even come down a slight bit, possibly 21, but realistically more so now like 25.
Okay.
I know some of our carriers do the have a youthful operator questionnaire if you're 25 years or younger still. So it's really going to be based off the carrier itself too, and what their guidelines are.
Yeah, so in North Carolina, it's 3 years.
Right.
And so you've got every year, if you don't have an accident, your rates will be higher, and they'll come down. It kind of steps itself down until you've got 3 years driving experience.
And of course, let's put in here that we do represent numerous carriers in different states, not just Georgia and North Carolina. Each state will actually have different rules and regulations on this. So if it's something specific to your state, that's what we're trying to kind of inform you guys on. But it can be different in different states.
Absolutely.
And it also may be that some companies may not want to write you if you're younger.
Yes.
Right.
You know, so you may have a different availability to get a quote. Some companies may not say no.
Right.
You know, until you're older. However, most companies, like if you've got a youth operator and they turn 21, we call it a spinoff policy. You know, you go to a company and say, hey, you know, they've been insured with mom and dad, and now they're getting their own car, and you can get, you know, a separate policy for the youth operator when
because
the time comes when they get older.
Because it's titled in their name.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Another caveat to this is we had a customer that brought in his wife from overseas, and she had never driven a car before. And we're talking about a 30-year-old lady. So it wasn't like a new kid.
Right.
And since she did not have the experience, they actually surcharged her just like they would a 16-year-old.
Yes, he was not happy about that.
Yeah.
He was not happy.
Yeah. But it doesn't really matter. I mean, this is kind of a rare thing because most people will get their license when they're 16. However, I'm seeing a trend now where kids don't want to get their license as much, which is weird.
That shocks me because I know when I was 15, 16, I wanted to go get my license.
Me too.
I was ready to go. And I can tell you, I have a lot of our friends and other family members, they don't have a desire to go get their driver's license. And I don't understand it. That was like, you know, a rite of passage or something.
Yeah.
Well, I started driving on the highway when I was 12. My dad let me drive up in the country, and probably not a good idea, you know.
Yeah.
But I had a lot of experience driving a vehicle because I started when I was so young. But the latest experience I've had to learn was driving an RV.
Yes.
And that was a new take, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
So let's talk about, you know, when you've got a youth operator, you know, what kind of car you might consider buying, how you should do things. And what we'll do, I guess, on the second half of the show here, we'll get into that topic. But you got to think about what kind of car you want to buy when you got a young driver coming along. So we will be back after the break. I'm here with Mark Moore, independent insurance agent and broker, my wife Kathy, and our assistant office manager, Ashley Miller from Blairsville.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore, and I'm with my husband, Mark Moore, and our assistant manager in Blairsville, Ashley Miller. We wanted to tell you where we're located. More Insurance Services has three locations, one in Hayesville, North Carolina, next to Nuyahna Community Bank, Hiawassee, Georgia, next to the hospital, and Blairsville, which is actually in the South State Bank building, as well as across the street from Home Depot, and everybody knows where that is. You can like us on Facebook and check us out online at www.more-insurance.com. We also have all these Peace of Mind shows. If you've missed one and like to listen to them, they're on our website as well. And we have two other locations. Mountain Insurance is located in Murphy, North Carolina, past Arby's on Highway 64 West. And we have Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, which is located between United Community Bank and Burger King in Blue Ridge. Please come by and see us. We'd love to help you out with your insurance needs.
Thank you, Kathy. We have about 20 licensed agents working with us.
Yes, we do. So everyone's licensed.
Different states, and you know, we can do business, you know, mostly in Georgia, North Carolina, but we can do some in other states like Florida. So we're talking today about youth law operators and also texting. The first segment of the show, we talked about youth law operators. I want to try to get on as fast as we can into texting and driving. It's a huge issue. But I want to talk about, you know, getting a new car or getting a car for your child. What you could consider doing is finding one that you could, I want to say a disposable car, but one that you could afford to lose. Because when you pay comp and collision or other collision and collision on a car, that's where a lot of the cost is involved in this, correct?
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
So one philosophy could be just to get a, you know, car that had just liability on it. If you can afford to lose it, you can. Also, we recommend getting accident forgiveness coverage because that will protect you from having, because chances are there might be some kind of ding or fender bender or something that's going to consider your rights. Okay, texting and driving. This issue has become, what do we hear from insurance company representatives? Distracted drivers.
Yes.
Georgia has got so bad now that they're even limiting how much coverage you can get on an umbrella policy because of this.
Right, yeah.
So the National Safety Council has some statistics here. Just as a side note, my uncle actually is an instructor for them. He teaches defensive driving, and a lot of his commercial customers in Atlanta, he would give them a credit on their insurance by having defensive driving course. Which brings up, I thought about another thing too. You can get a discount for having a good student discount for your youth operator.
Yes.
What do you have to have for that, Ashley?
So some companies have a form of their own that they want the school to fill out. Some companies will just accept a list of or a copy of your grades from the school as long as it has the school's name on it and then the date that they had printed it out. So it's going to vary from each carrier.
That's not in North Carolina, though.
No.
So just in Georgia. Okay, so the National Safety Council says that cell phones lead to 1.6 million crashes each year in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
One out of four accidents is caused by texting and driving.
That's right.
So this has been a huge, even a political football. I'm going to talk about some of the things. There's a current Senate bill in North Carolina on the table right now regarding this.
Right.
Kathy is going to read the... Georgia has a law, and so I'm going to have her read the texting and driving restrictions that are in Georgia and the cell phone restrictions. So go ahead and, if you don't mind, Kathy, reading what it says there about that.
Okay. For all motorists, it's illegal to write, send, or read a text-based communication, including regular text messages, emails, instant messages, and internet data while operating a vehicle. The texting ban applies to cell phones, tablets, managing devices, laptops, and all substantially similar devices. Georgia also prohibits drivers from watching a video or movie or recording or broadcasting a video while operating a vehicle. However, the recording and broadcasting restrictions does not apply to electronic devices used for sole purpose of continuously recording or broadcasting video within or in or outside the vehicle.
Okay. And so the cell phone restriction, what does it say about that?
Georgia's distracted driving law makes it unlawful for drivers to physically hold or support with any part of his or her body a wireless telecommunication or standalone electronic device while operating a vehicle. This restriction applies to cell phones and lots of other electronic devices. Basically, the law allows only hands-free electronic devices used while driving, so drivers can generally still talk on the phone if using an earpiece or other voice-operated technology. Wireless telecommunication devices. The Georgia law defines wireless telecommunication devices to include cell phones, text messaging devices, personal digital assistants, computers, GPS receivers, and all other substantially similar devices that are used to initiate or receive communications, information, or data. Standalone devices, for purpose of Georgia distracting driving law, standalone is basically devices means any device used to store audio or video data to be retrieved on demand by a user.
So most states have some sort of texting and driving law.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I got looking at the ones that don't. Good old Mississippi has not a whole lot of requirements there. So it only bans drivers, I believe, if you're a minor. So right. I guess if you're a minor, can't do it, but an adult can. So that doesn't seem fair, correct?
Correct.
Montana has no legislation. So I guess there's not many drivers out in Montana, is there? Mm-hmm. West Virginia doesn't have a statewide ban, but prohibits drivers 18 and younger. So the rest of the states are going to have some sort of, texting law. This is kind of funny. I thought it was kind of funny. In the state of Indiana, you are prohibited from using a cell phone device except for, quote, a bona fide emergency. So you get to be bona fide. So I guess right. Like if you're seeing an accident.
What determines bona fide?
Yeah, I know. That sounds like a kinfolk word out there.
Exactly.
Yeah, you've been bona fide.
Yeah.
Washington State says except under certain circumstances.
I like bona fide
better. Right?
Yeah, I like that better.
Yeah.
So we have our a friend of ours has got youthful drivers, and most people have this app called Life 360.
Yes.
Do you have it, Ashley?
I do have it on my boys. Yes.
We do, too.
Yeah, I think my daughter has it, too. And I think she's actually secretly tracking my mother. My mother doesn't even know she's on
the phone. Yes, she did on my mother-in-law.
Yeah, which is kind of handy to have.
It is.
But so the youth law operator, in this case, was talking to his mother and trying to tell him that Life 360 was wrong.
Yes, this is so funny.
So it was like, I wasn't texting at that time, I promise. Life 360, it must be a glitch or something. So she got her little youngster in the car, and she rode around, and she tested it. And it's like, son, you are busted. Because it was working just perfectly, So
yes.
It is a good thing to have, track your kids, know where your kids are at.
Mm-hmm.
We've stressed this so much. Do not let your youth operator or yourself, let somebody else drive their car. I think that can be a bad thing.
The only thing I wanted to say, too, is that, we talk about putting like a older car for your youthful driver. But the only thing I can say is the newer drivers or newer cars do have certain, safety features.
Exactly.
Backup camera.
They also have backup cameras. They have sensors from going into other lanes. If there's a blind spot, there's also, of course, they have the text messaging and all the phone system going through their car. So they would not be holding the phone and getting into trouble for that. So I do feel like some like maybe not brand new, but something like that would probably be better.
Safe car. And, we've had, I just don't want to talk about this, but we've been to the funeral.
Yeah.
And, we had convertible. So sometimes you got to be very careful about what you select for a car.
Yeah.
Ashley's got a temporary substitute vehicle right now. Her car's in the shop, and they gave her a loaner. And she's kind of a little bit aggravated with her safety device, right? Because it's like making you go off the road or something. Right?
Well, if you barely even bump the white line, if you're on the four lane, it was shaking all over. And my car is newer, but it doesn't have that. And so it definitely threw us off. I thought my husband, when it first did it was his driving, but come to find out it's the car. So it does help. And then when I'm driving down the road and some rain hits the windshield wipers start going off. So I'm new to that too.
Right.
Automatically. So there are definitely a lot of bells and whistles in some of these cars.
Well, the autonomous vehicle is on the horizon, and I'll talk about that at some point. But we, it's funny what cars can do. They're smarter than we are.
Yes. Know? Yeah.
So in North Carolina, we have a nice lady here. I can tell, just watch her, Tasha Springs, and she is a spokesperson in North Carolina for this new bill that's on the table. That's coming up now. It's called the current Senate Bill 20, North Carolina, the Hands-Free Act. And I watched her video, which we ought to post this on our website or our Facebook.
Yes.
And she's saying about how she thought she could do it. She calls an accident And poor Tasha now has disfiguration from this.
Yes.
You can see her in the video. She's been in a terrible accident. And it said in her video she almost cost the lives of two people. So this is coming up. There's been some statistics in North Carolina. 93% of surveys thought that your 93% of response to the survey think that you're more likely to have a crash while you're texting and driving, which I think everybody should probably agree with that.
Yeah. Right.
Support for the hands-free law, 81.7% Republicans, 87.5% Democrats. So this is truly a bipartisan issue. So that is coming up in North Carolina. So we're out of time here. And again, this is Mark Moore, Kathy Moore, and Ashley Miller on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.